The Grand Avenue Bridge in Glenwood Springs connects I-70 and the Roaring Fork Valley. On August 14th, at 12:01 a.m., it's closing. As the new bridge is completed, the 24,000 vehicles crossing the Colorado River each day will be rerouted onto a two-lane road. Here's how some employers and employees in the area are preparing for the 95-day closure.
But a challenge.
A small crowd is gathered at Aspen City Hall early on a Wednesday afternoon. Tracy Truelove from CDOT, the state's transportation department, has a simple message: drive more, wait more. If enough people carpool and ride the bus, it might take 15 minutes longer than normal to get past the detour. If driving habits don't change, it could take more than an hour. And that's not just scary for some people at this meeting.
It's terrifying.
Nicole Hieronymus works at Aspen's Chamber of Commerce, but lives in Newcastle. She takes the bus each way.
Right now I have about 2.5 hours a day where I'm not at work and I'm not at home. So making that 3.5 hours really doesn't sound appealing.
But she has options if the traffic gets really bad.
I would probably telecommute a little more.
Of course, not everyone has flexibility like this. Mark Gould is the CEO of Gould Construction. He has crews working all around Aspen. More than 30 of his workers cross the bridge each day.
We owe them as best a chance as we can to get them home at night.
So he's shuttling them to Carbondale, where they'll get on some e-bikes he's bought. These are bikes with some electric power to help them along. They'll ride down the Rio Grande Trail, across the new pedestrian bridge in Glenwood, then they'll get back in a van and head to Newcastle, where their cars are parked. Van to e-bike to van to cars, day in, day out.
The logistics are incredible because during the day, we have to move the bikes from Two Rivers Park back to Carbondale and the vans from Carbondale back to Two Rivers Park so that they're all repositioned to do it the following day.
If time is money, this sounds pretty inefficient. Gould says this won't just hurt his bottom line.
It's going to destroy it.
He considered lots of options before arriving at this one.
We even looked as far as looking at aviation as an alternative.
He was thinking about chartering a plane to fly between Rifle and Aspen. Further down the valley, big employers are promising to help ease the traffic. Debbie Crawford, who does communications for Colorado Mountain College, says,
on average, our employees in this area plan to reduce their time in a car by 35%.
They're biking, they're riding the bus, the list goes on.
One employee here has even kayaked to work.
The internet is also what will keep more of CMC's students and faculty off the road. Crawford says enrollment in online courses has more than doubled. But there's no doubt the school will feel the impacts.
You know, we've got to be flexible.
And collaborative. The Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority is renting 40 apartments at one of their properties, Meralt Ranch. They're extending the offer specifically to employers impacted by the bridge closure. Pat Hinch of APSHA says the apartments are modest.
Pack like you're going on an extended vacation. Bring your...
A vacation from gridlock, anyway. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.